WHM Mobile.
GR Mobile, Greer, South Carolina. My name's Tom. Your signal is a little weak, but you made it in.
Appreciate that. I'm kind of down in a rut in the shadow of Paris Mountain, but glad to know that this little ICOM I picked up at the Silent Key yard sale for WKAKG is working. I'm sure it'll work much better if I get out on the open road. Thank you for your report. 73.
I may be in a little bit of the shadow, too, here, and it'll do that to you, and your signal will come up really full quieting there at the last. So you got a good deal. Have a nice day. It's 73. It's in 0 to y'all clear.
13,
all right, 4 WBJM. Phil, I heard you in there a little bit of a double with that young man. He's pretty happy with the new radio. I called you earlier. Bernice and I are just on the way over to the little rebel, and we're just leaving the little rebel now. And if you guys make it up here, we'll take you over there and treat you to a nice dinner someday. I had the flounder, and Bernice had a Philly steak. I'm telling you, that's like home cooked. It really was great eating. Really enjoyed it. And we haven't been eating out very much at all, but wow, they make good food there. And really wonderful family owns it, too. Anyways, in 4WHM, in 0TR. Good to hear you, Bill.
Plans to come over and go eat sometime. That's two of my favorite things, coming over and going to eat. So I worked the game this morning from 6 a.m. till noon. Kickoff and then got home, and now we're headed to Anderson for dinner. So, but good to hear you on the radio. Appreciate your emails and letters. I really appreciate that. You and Bernice are quite a fine pair.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I thought you'd get a kick out of that Army joke. I'm trying to remember it now. But it was a good one. I sent that to Mr. Chad also. And that calendar, I think you can really get a lot of use out of it. And so I got to thinking about it, so I got Chad one too. It has all the major events that occur during the year. And it's good up till, I think, March of next year or so. I didn't entirely throw my money away. Means it's October now, by golly. But it's interesting.
True. There's lots of events and lots of things going on. And if everything goes right, I take my test Tuesday night. So I'm actually off on Monday for a doctor's appointment, so I plan on studying most of the day Monday. Make sure I got all those little answers just like they want them in my mind. And hopefully Tuesday night, I'll be set.
That's standing on your head. I know you. I used to be a VE a long time ago and got out of it. But it's a nice thing for guys to do, to take their time. I was a little miffed at him for dropping the CW, but I'm an old-timer, too. And that's been many years ago. But I did do that for a while. And one of my licenses has my buddy that stepped on a landmine over there in Vietnam, and he was a VE, and he signed my license, I think, for either the general or the advanced class. I don't know. Might have been the extra class. Yeah, it was. So I still kind of treasure that.
Something to want to hang on to for sure. Things like that mean a lot. I got a lot of people that are rooting for me to get this, and I hope I do. You just never know. Sometimes you get into something and you get one of those brain freezes. But I'm doing pretty good on the practice test. I'm scoring in the 80s or better. Even when I hadn't looked at the book or anything, just taking it sort of cold. And I've stepped up the number of tests I'm taking every day. And like I said, just making sure I know the exact answer they're looking for, because they put a few tricky ones on there. I want to make sure I get the right ones.
So when I got my commercial FCC license, there was a lot of those questions on there that was tricky like that. And just one little thing, in the ham tests are that way too. If they word it a little different, they can fool you. But you'll do good on it. There's no question about that. Now, in the old days, I don't know if they still do this or not, but if you don't pass it, you can take the test again by just paying another fee. I don't know how much they are now. It was about $5 or $6 back when I took mine. But I assume they're 10 or 12 or 15 bucks now. But you can take another test. It's an absolutely different test. You know, there'll be another set of questions, but you won't need that. This is N0TR.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it's $15, and if you don't pass, you can actually take a second test for free, my understanding. And if you do pass, you can take the next element test for free. I don't think I'm going to take the next element test, but my intention is to study up and be ready Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
Well, that's a good attitude, Bill. Oh, my neighbor just got home from, Sail something or other island up north of Myrtle Beach, and boy, they caught a lot of fish. They've been gone 12 or 13 days in the Bernice, something like that, 10 days. And they have one of those with the flying bridge in the middle of it. It's not a great big one, but it's pretty good size. But Tim said the last day up there, they got into some 4-foot swells. And Moody, he's a Iraq veteran like you and Chad, and I don't know if he was there or not, but I know Chad was, but Tim said he got a little bit green, Tom, with them 4-foot swells.
Hold right now. Give me just a minute to get on top of the hill.
Send your old TR mobile.
04EED.
04EEE. I was waiting on Bill to return his call to me, but go ahead, sir.
I'm going to take a long drive, so I figured I'd say hello. Actually, give me a second. I'm about to go close the gate, and then I'll be right back.
Okay. That'd be a nice Morse code call if it was a little bit shorter with that EEE in there. I would have loved to have N4EE. That'd be a good one. Bill, are you back in 4WHM, N0TR?
Saddle there, Tom, N4WHM. I was out on the, we're on 29 headed to Anderson. Went down by the river, so that's a pretty deep little hole. But hopefully I'm in the repeater good now.
There was another young man come in there. I knew him. But he went to close the gate, and he said he'd be back in a little bit. We're headed down to the grandson's now, and he got his birthday present for him. He's 15 yesterday, and they got him a Mustang for his birthday, and we got him a light that's got Mustang on it, and it's neon all around it. It's really quite pretty.
Hi, Bill.
Well, that sounds nice. And Bernice, I heard you in there. Hello. And Jana says hello, and we are pleased that you're with Tom. Sounds like y'all gonna have a good time with the grandson.
right back at her. You know how Bernice is. She's pretty quiet over here. But she really enjoyed that meal over there at the Red Bull a while ago. We've been out in the yard working all day, Bill. And I mowed the grass, and Bernice took one of them little miniature rototillers out there along the edge of the road because it's just hard to grow grass there because it's hot next to the asphalt and it's real rocky. But she done that and a bunch of other things and then spread some seed. So we was both pooped tonight, and that's why we went out to eat, basically.
Jim. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. After a hard day work, get a well-deserved meal, and you don't have to cook, clean, or wash dishes. So that's a threefer there, all the way around.
And she does a lot of that. Oh, she's gonna. I'm down to one breadstick now, so she's gonna have to make some breadsticks. I noticed there. A while ago, I hadn't discussed that with her, but I'll have to put her on a starvation diet or something until I get my breadsticks. Gotta have those for a treat. I sent Mr. Chad home with some the other day. I never heard any complaints back.
I would imagine anything Bernice makes, you're not gonna get any complaints on. I just, between the stories, pictures, and what we've tried, I don't see any complaints coming back.
My raspberry jelly from the raspberries we grow, oh my. Chad said he hid that, so Anna couldn't find it. Boy, we got two monster trucks by us. Uh-oh, if that guy switches lanes, there's going to be two crashed ones. It's a big old dually. Man, is he smoking. Looks like a steam engine. Yeah, she's all the time doing something. And I have to say, she's a fine chef. But we enjoyed that out there. And we got nine new girls. And we're trying to get the feeder adjusted for them and get the stupid things to go up in the roof tonight. I bumped my head twice in the same place trying to get them out from under the roof the other night to get them up in the right spot. And so I got a big bump on my head now from that. Boy, they are goosey.
Yeah. You know, there's an old expression I use called kicking the chickens. And that's when everybody gets complacent. You have to go in there and sort of move them around and get them going again. That's what I call it when I have to do that at work, is kicking the chickens.
Yeah, that reminds me. I can't say it on here. There was an old-timey coach on there in one of his studies, shall we say, assistant coaches, and they were asking him questions today on TV there. No, I don't watch much football, but they were asking him questions about what it was like working under this other guy, and his description of their heated discussions was a little too raw for here, but it was funny. He was just kind of straight-faced and an old-timer. Ooh, here comes the police here. I gotta watch my speed. I'm down here by the GSP airport. Well, let's see if that young man's still in there. I assume he is. K-O-4-E-E-E and Gerald T-R, if I got your call sign right.
I've been listening in. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. We're mobile outside Walhalla, heading to Seneca right quick, and then we'll be on our way to Easley.
Go ahead, Bill.
KO4 Echo Echo Echo. This is M4WHM Bill. I'm out of Hartwell, Georgia. Good to hear you on the radio. And so go ahead there, Tom.
And did you get his name right? I didn't get your name, the Indian and Echo there. But mine's Tom, and you got Bill, of course. Oh, and it's 542 out there, by golly. And it's about 14 miles down to the daughters here. Bill, how far out, I'll pass it back over to this young man, and then I just wondered how far out it was that you was going to eat KO4 EEN0GR.
To my girlfriend's house. We're going to meet up and then go do some laundry and hang out with the kiddos tonight.
Laundry and hanging out with the kiddos, that's nothing wrong with that. Spending that time. And Tom, we're about 40 minutes, well, 30 minutes from Anderson, from Hartwell, so we got about 12 more miles to go, and we'll be there. I got to run by Harbor Freight real quick, and Jana's got to run in TJ Maxx, and then we're going to meet up with some friends at 7 for dinner.
JR Mobile. Well, that sounds like a good plan. I love Harbor Freight. Just for guys that aren't buying working man's tools, it have to last a lifetime, you know. They got some good deals in there. I got good tools, but there's times when you can pick up something there that you just need now and then. I got a hammer drill, and Bernice will agree with this. It was, I think it's half inch, but it's not all that big. It's about like a 3/8 inch hand drill. And what that little sucker does the job, if you're hanging something on a concrete wall or drilling into a concrete block or the floor. And I think I'd give about between $10 and $20 for that sucker about 10 years ago. And I've used the heck out of it. I really enjoy it. I got a big half-inch drill that will break your arms, you know, the old Sears and Roebuck one. But this one, it does pretty darn good for just an old cheapy drill. But anyways, I'll send it back to KO4-EEE, and then we're not too far from our destination out here, Bill. Now give me your name there, young man, and send it over to Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Harbor Freight's got some good deals on stuff. It's not the top-of-the-line quality, but depending on what you're looking for. I'm getting one of those Apex waterproof cases to put some radio gear in for parks on the air. And I can get one of them about two-thirds of the cost of a Pelican or other name brands, and I've used them for a while, and they're watertight and they do well, so I figure I'll see if they got one in the size I need.
Well, you know, Bill, I had to think for a minute, but I think that outfit makes gun cases and stuff like that too, and yeah, they're a good buy. I sent a firearm up to the son-in-law. We bought the granddaughter Henry for Christmas a couple of years back, and I bought one of those cases, and it was really a good buy on it, considering what some of the higher end ones cost.
PHM Mobile. Yeah, the you get a Pelican case, especially for a long gun, you're looking at $200 or better. And you can get some decent cases at like Sportsman's Warehouse or Harbor Freight for half or less than half. I'm just looking for one little square case, put stuff in, keep it watertight, and see if they got one like I want. If they don't, there's one in Athens I can check out one day after work. But since we come up with this idea to go out to eat and invite friends, we just decided we'd make a quick trip.
Yeah, the prettiest one I ever seen is the one that NY4G's got, but he's like Chad. But I think Ariel might be a step above Chad in woodworking. He made the most beautiful rocking chair I ever seen in my life. And so he makes a lot of things, and he's made me a couple of things out of wood. And he's just phenomenal. And I was thinking that his dad, Bernice, was a woodworker in the Philippines, but I'm not sure of that. But I know when we was over there, some of their woodworking stuff was just incredible. But I was young. My brother brought some of it that you hang on the wall. Some of the ebony tends to crack because it doesn't like the climates and that. But, boy, he bought some exotic things over there that were just beautiful and for an extremely cheap price, you know, back in them days.
People that can, I'm not that talented at all. They can look at something and see by the grain pattern and the way it's laid out, and they can go, yep, this will work, or no, it won't, or this is going to be perfect, and then they can make some of the most beautiful stuff. I didn't get that gift. So I guess my gift was just being a jack of all trades and master of none. I can try most anything, but not sure I can do it.
I don't like woodworking, and Bernice does. It's the sawdust that I don't like around my lungs. But, Chad's good. He's very good. Ariel's just phenomenal. But at any rate, I haven't seen him in a while. I'm going to have to kick his rear. I got a letter from him the other day, said he'd be over one of these days, but he hasn't. But he'll get there. He's very busy right now, I know. But, he does those summits on the air. I don't know how he does it. But he does. Cold weather, hot weather, climbing those mountains. And he's retired, but he gets after it. Bill, you take care. Bernice and I are here and getting ready to slow down here and not run over this sequoia in front of me, and go in and give the grandson his birthday present. Good to hear you, Bill. I'm glad you got a break today. I know you've been extremely busy. In 4 WHM, in 0 TR 73s, and I'm clear.
Tom, and have a good evening, Tom and Bernice. Great to hear you, and always brightens the day. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. In 4 WHM, clear.